The Monkees, Daydream Believer from 1967, here on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here in Unitas. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio, Amy Bright with the Alignment Bay County. Amy, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks for asking. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to. Can you tell me a little bit about what is Alignment Bay County?
Sure. Well, we were established in 2015, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit, countywide volunteer organization. Mm-hmm. I like to say that we are volunteer powered. I'm actually the only employee of Alignment Bay County, so I get to work with a lot of amazing volunteers and community organizations.
Yeah. So what is Alignment Bay County's primary goal?
Well, our primary goal is to support the success of our youth and our community from cradle to career. So we want to get them ready to be successful adults. And so we bring together all of our community partners and volunteers, organizations here in Bay County and other helping agencies, and we come together. We try to find solutions to what we're seeing in the community and meet the needs of the children.
What are some of those needs that y'all have seen?
Some of the, well, I'll tell you, we break it down. So cradle to career is a very broad goal, right?
Yes.
And so we have these working groups. They're called A-teams, and so we call them alignment teams. But I personally think that A could stand for action, amazing, awesome. That's really where the meat of the work happens for Alignment Bay County, is that we're looking at the needs and we're coming up with ideas for initiatives and projects to meet the needs. And we break it down by teams by age. So we have our early learning team, which is birth to kindergarten. Elementary is elementary focused, and secondary is middle school and high school focused, with some needs coming with the college age, post-secondary also. Some of the needs that we're seeing are, improving literacy scores for our mm-hmm. children, because we know that when they're good readers and they hit a certain, grade level reading point, that they're going to be successful adults and, increase their chances at high school graduation. And then those statistics go on from there after you graduate from high school, then what you do post-secondary as far as your career, being a successful community member.
Certainly. And having that, the scope of what does one facet early on, how does that impact a person later on down the road? To be working on something like that long term is really incredible.
It really is. And so for like the literacy example, so we'll start with what we call little listeners in our early learning team. And that's even educating moms that are pregnant and, just letting them know that it's important to read to your child, even when they're a baby. You don't have to read the whole story. You can just point to pictures, and you're exposing your child to, vocabulary and, just making their brain work. Then in elementary school, we've continued that piece with getting books to children. And right before Christmas, we got out about 4,000 books to children in Bay District schools. And we first went to schools that we had the lower literacy scores on their FSAs. And then we also gave them a bookmark that good readers are good thinkers. And that gave parents some tools too, that sometimes if you're not used to asking your child what it is they're reading, just some simple questions, just tools for parents to get comfortable with asking their mm-hmm. children, what was the story about? Well, what did you think about this character? Or, whatever. And then in the secondary, we are focused right now, working for next year, our post-secondary plans. A lot of kids graduate from high school and they don't know what they're going to do, or maybe they don't graduate from high school. So, with the hope that we are helping these children, improve their literacy skills and their grade level reading, and then get to the secondary, they get to high school, and then we can start, talking to them about and exposing them to making plans after high school, and that there are lots of resources available to them.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, even on this specific topic, considering the example of literacy, it goes from not only exposure to habit building.
Yes.
And that follows through, once you are well, you can read well enough. How do you apply that, the skills you have learned, to the farther things, like studying at a post-secondary level? It's just, really interesting. It's great that y'all are pursuing something like this.
Yeah, thank you.
What are some of the things you've seen that have cropped up with the pandemic that have kind of changed the way the needs have
One topic that we have been focused on for the last few months is teacher and staff appreciation in our schools. That is something that, you know, we recognized after the hurricane. You know, our teachers and staff members, you know, our kids went through the trauma. Teachers and staff also went through the trauma, but, you know, we had to get our schools open so the rest of us get back to work and deal with all of our hurricane damage. And so, and then with the pandemic, you know, it only just increases where we're asking teachers to adjust and learn new ways to teach students and then also connect with their students online. And, you know, not every student gets on or they don't have access. And so we did a huge, we called it Fill the Fridge. Initiative where we took snacks and drinks to every school in Bay District Schools for teachers and staff. And we just, it was a community-wide effort. Yeah. All of our teams focused on it and we got donations. And so then we filled the fridge at every school just to show the teachers and the staff that they're appreciated. We see them, you know, we can't, you know, write them a check. Yeah. You know, we all want to be able to do that, right? But this was one way where we could show them that, hey, we're thinking of you. We appreciate you. We want you to know that what you do is important.
No, and that's excellent because that's awesome. Yeah. The instructors are the conduit through which the students learn.
Exactly.
So if the instructor is at a detriment, you know, with their own circumstances, you know, having something like that to raise morale.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we did a couple of other things, too, with the elementary schools. We took brag boards, just bulletin boards and some post-it notes. And the teachers and the staff can brag on each other and post it on the board. And then we just have small gift cards. So then the principal at each school, if they, you know, however they, we let them decide how they want to use it, you know, best, but they could just pick one every month and that person gets a little gift card and it just says, you know, with a note of gratitude from our volunteers at ABC. And that seems to have been real popular. I get notes from teachers who want a gift card that week or month or whatever it is. And, you know, and just, you know, being recognized and seen and they send me pictures of their bulletin boards and the post-its are off the boards on the wall. And so another morale builder.
And that's just so big. So we've been speaking with Amy Bright with Alignment Bay County. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to her about the podcast they've got going on. How you doing? Focused on mental health in our area, along with other topics. So we'll get to that shortly after a quick break here on The Mix.